Before we move on, I want to quickly mention a caveat of using GLM products that has to do with parallax, which is where the gridded GLM data is displaced from ground network and radar observations. The following two images show the direction that GLM observations need to be shifted to align with ground-based lightning networks for both goes east and goes west. In terms of how to interpret both of these, let's walk through a quick example over eastern Montana that is marked by the red star. The arrows show the displacement direction that must be applied for GLM data to match with ground-based networks. So over eastern Montana, GLM data should be shifted to the southeast to match with ground observations. This is seen in the below image, where the gridded GLM flash extent density product is plotted with point-based Earth networks data. As expected, we see that the cluster of Earth network CG strikes and IC flashes is southeast of the maximum flash extent density as seen by the GLM. For goes west, we see that over eastern Montana, GLM data should be shifted to the southwest to match with ground-based networks, and this is reflected in the bottom image as we would expect. So the takeaway from this is that you as a forecaster should be aware of the necessary displacement needed for your WFO region to match GLM data with ground-based lightning networks and radar observations. With that in mind, both of these figures are available in the Resources tab to the upper right.